It is 19 minutes after the hour at 8:19. Tom Collins and Laura Mack. Let's go straight to Councilman Todd Klein. What is your district, man?
District 3, South Central Lubbock, more or less.
Okay. Okay, good. Good. We've been hearing a lot about suggested rate stabilization and also Citizens Task Force. So let's just get right to the water rate stabilization. What are you suggesting as far as the model goes? What are you going to be presenting tonight at the meeting?
Okay, cool, Tom. Bottom line, we have something called average winter consumption. It starts, if I remember right, September through February. And it's kind of confusing. People sometimes are familiar with the term AWC, which will appear on your billing. Most people, as I've talked to people going on 7 years now, say, what is AWC and how does that work? It's confusing. It's not very transparent at all. And it has an arbitrary and capricious aspect in that whatever your average is during those winter months, that becomes your base for block one. So if you guys over at the Collins House are using 10,000 gallons more, so you're at 13 every month, mm-hmm. then you're getting an extra 10,000 gallons more than, say, Laura's house if they're using 3,000. So there's no equity, there's no fairness there, and I think if you can make that more transparent and also consistent, where everybody knows what they're paying, I think it's a lot easier, and it should be done in a way that's revenue neutral. So bottom line, wherever the natural, and it tends to be 7,000 gallons for residential, that ought to be the break point for block two thereafter. So you shouldn't pay more because you're getting greater transparency by getting away from AWC. And
so AWC on your bill is average water consumption.
That's right.
You know, what
average winter consumption.
Winter. There you go, winter.
Here's one thing that I think would be helpful if you have on the bill every month, and I think it needs to be on there, and I don't think it's on there. But if we had a legend that was on there that defined all the terms, in layman's terms, what it is.
Right.
Then you could flip it over and say, okay, this is what AWC is. And don't make it in fine print. Put it out there. I mean, for crying out loud. Make it visible so people can tell. This is one thing that kind of frustrates me about the whole thing.
Yeah, you're right, Tom. But beyond that, you really need to get away from AWC. It's really not the norm at all. I think, oddly enough, El Paso may have recently adopted AWC, but most municipalities wouldn't be using this. They would just say, okay, block one is 7,000 gallons or whatever it might be for them, and that would be block two. You really, if you're ever having to create a legend to explain to folks their billing, you're probably running awry immediately. So if you get rid of the AWC and separate out, like all other enterprise funds, all other utilities at the city of Lubbock have a commercial and a residential rate. Do away with AWC, create a commercial rate, which would have different volume levels than residential, and just be honest about that there would be higher volume, cheaper rates, in other words, for commercial, higher volume totals for block one, two, and three.
I don't know how this works or not.
Yeah.
But it's kind of interesting. Now, I have a water well on my property, and I'm in the city limits, okay? But I still observe the watering restrictions and things like that, but I don't know if this comes into calculation. But my mom lives, you know, she's by herself, okay? And my dad passed in March, and her water bill went up $100-something. And in my house is bigger, and there's more people in my house, and her water bill actually went up more than my water bill did. That to me...
Well, you're not on city water.
Well,
is that why?
Yeah,
because you have to look well?
Yeah, Laura, I think you may be onto something. It depends on the billing, and I'd be more than happy to take a look at it. But if you're using...
Yeah, but so hers went up more than mine, but hers went up like 100 plus, and mine went up 100 plus. But it was just a few dollars apart is what I was trying to say. Anyway...
What was the advantage of doing
the... That may be the AWC. We'd have to look at your model.
When we decided to do the AWC, what was the advantage of doing the winter average winter consumption?
Great question, Laura, and it's guesswork on my part because I wasn't on the council at that point in time. I think it may have just been... I don't know, honestly, if it was simplicity, and I don't want to impugn any motives. I don't know if it was to help mask subsidization of commercial by residential or low-end consumers of high-end users within residential. But I will tell you the effect is that you don't have the transparency and equity, that relatable cost, and that integrity that you would otherwise have if you simply do away with AWC and create a standard billing system.
Mm-hmm. Hey, 8:24, good morning. We're talking with Todd Klein on News Talk 790 KFYO. Michael Ward, you're on.
Good morning. Todd, I think this is a great thing to look at, like all of these things. When we sat down yesterday in a group with you, what we were talking about also is how much, if you want to pinpoint when it started happening, I would say it was in about 04 when we hired a razzle-dazzle outside consultant to figure out our rate structure. And from then on, it has been skyrocketing. A lot of it, of course, is the debt that they've incurred on the whole, all the water infrastructure, which may or may not be a great thing. I'm sure it'll be great for people in 20-something years when we all are dead and gone. But anyway, but off of that then, the city started transferring more and more money into the general fund out of that. But if I were guessing, that was when a lot of this comes up, in the same way as this electric outside rate consultant. They're brought in and paid big bucks to maximize your revenue stream. And so we've got to look at all of this in a larger context. By the way, there's several interesting events right now. Tonight at the council meeting, you can speak once on the tax rate and a second time on citizen comments.
Well, goody.
So don't miss your twofer tonight. Of course, our South Plains Advocates for Freedom meets at 3 o'clock today, and we talk in depth about all these issues and try to bring them down to something that people can understand. And then on Saturday morning, I'm doing a 2-hour comprehensive thing, hopefully very interactive with the folks, on how all of the city government functions and all these little pockets that nobody knows about that drain a lot off. But I think you're very definitely on the right track on this water structure thing. I was very pleased. In fact, I commented favorably last year when we froze the rates and actually lowered the water rate. But the water bills did not go down because of this way of calculating your usage. We were double when it went in effect in the middle of the winter in December, the December bill that we got January 1st, our water consumption had doubled. For two of us, no watering of any kind anywhere. And it's all this way of calculating things creatively that is very difficult to follow.
It is.
So I know these little, I've served on a lot of these little citizens advisory committees, and mostly after you're through, they just pat you on the head and say, thank you so much. And then they go,
well done, good and faithful servant.
Basket, but anyway,
hey, Michael,
I just want to encourage you, and hopefully.
Thank you.
Hey, yes, sir.
Thanks for your call. I appreciate that.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Michael, good to talk to you. You're spot on. Anytime you're using creative math, and that's kind of what's going on, it requires maybe a sliding scale, if anybody still remembers what those are, to figure out what your AWC is. And it needs to be straightforward, and it needs to be universally applied, and separate out commercial from residential, and be very clear about who's paying what. Transparency and that kind of accountability, that kind of integrity in the model, that's what the public expects, and it'd be better, we'd be better for it.
Okay, now real quick, Todd, because we're almost out of time. There's also an aspect of stormwater relative here that we're going to be discussing, or you're going to be presenting tonight?
Well, it's analogous to what was done last council and this current council.
Right, okay.
That kind of overhaul writ large.
And quick and dirty on the Citizens Advisory Committee that you're looking at.
Oh, I think it's chicken soup. There's no downside to doing it. There were some legitimate concerns recently raised about the rates. Let's explore through the board with a focused group of interested and reasonable folks how we can improve the system.
District 3 City Councilman Todd Klein in the house with Collins Mack.
Thanks for
coming
in.
Thank you, guys.
We'll see you on TV tonight, Channel 2.
All right. We'll see you there.
829, good morning.